Before we begin, for your information, we went live this morning, live stream, on TV, actually internet. You can catch our Bible classes on video now. If you go to YouTube, type in LEBC, and you should find it. Otherwise, we're going to try to link it into our website, so you can go to website publications and get to it that way. Obviously, we're working on trying to get some bugs worked out of here. Danny's working on it still, but we do have that capability now. That's why I didn't have any jokes for you this morning. But otherwise, this is a time we set aside for 2020 annual business meeting for Lake Erie Bible Church. So I will now turn the meeting over to Don Daterline.
All right, welcome everyone. Like I said, this is our Lake Erie Bible Church annual business meeting. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Gentlemen, we have a head count. We have a quorum. Motion to open. Second, anyone? All right, we open this meeting with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the provisions you have provided for us in eternity past, for your preservation of your word throughout the centuries, so that we and others who are truly interested may grow in grace and knowledge of your word, for your protection and your many blessings upon us, both individually and corporately, as a local church. Grant us wisdom and the knowledge and the correct applications of your word, and the strength and courage in making those right applications. We pray now for your guidance as we deal with the issues concerning this local church. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, first off, we're going to begin with old business. Now, here we are again, attending another business meeting, the Lake Erie Bible Church. Another year completed in the angelic conflict, and successfully, I may add. Of course, not perfectly, but of course we can't do it perfectly, nor does God expect it of us. We have persevered through another year of testing, trials, and tribulations on the one hand, and grace, mercy, blessing, and as such on the other. We have remained steadfast in our march toward the completion of our courses, with hopefully not much further to go. And in our marching, one step at a time, application to ourselves, to others, and to the church. Some may be easy, others not that easy, and every other's in between those two extremes. As we look back, not only in the last year, but in so many years that this little church has managed to keep on trucking through the angelic conflict and dealing with all the pressures and the such that the cosmos deals out. Yet we keep on persevering through it all with thanks to the grace of God for the help that it provides to us all so that this church may continue to move forward. One person or individual does not do it all, but all do the things one is responsible for. For that would demand, again, perfection that none of us have. Many people, corporations, groups, and others of the such have goals of varying degrees and even desires to help along their way to attaining those goals which are important to them. Even if they fall short of their goals, they maintain them in the forefront of their thinking. So just as it is with these groups who have goals and desires, so it is with this local church. Also, with this local church, it takes many to accomplish those goals and desires. Goals, those things that we must do or accomplish, if at all possible, according to God's word and fulfilling this church's commission. Desires are those things we would like to accomplish, but if not done so, does not inhibit this church's functioning or attaining to its goals. Well, thankfully, we accomplished our goals for another year. Desires we did well, but not accomplish all of them. Our goals were the same as they had been for many years. The first and most important was the one of dissemination and the teaching of the truth of God's Word. Plenty of verses in God's Word shows us the value and importance of God's Word, the Word of Truth. Our second goal was for us to do all we can to keep Ken on full support, which we accomplished by the sacrifices of so many individuals. The next goal was also fulfilled by sacrifices of people being taught the Word in order that this church had the monies to pay the bills the church is responsible for, like the mortgage, property taxes, utilities, and so on. Another was having all the materials ready for the teaching of the children at prep school classes. And the last one was the maintaining of all the church property in a decent manner as a good witness to the community. As far as desires are concerned, we did pretty good last year. Again, thanks to the individuals and their applications. The front door of the house was replaced along with sealing the area around the door, which stopped the infiltration of outside air coming into the home. The same was done to the front entrance door to the garage, as it also was in need of replacement. Another desire that was accomplished, which was on the list for several years, was the painting of the trim on the house to match the other buildings on the property. We also had on a list of desires was the shrinking of the parking area in the front yard and the planting of grass, which was accomplished, although originally we were going to use what stone and such we dug out of that area to enlarge the parking area behind this building. But instead it was used to raise and protect the apron at the street as that area takes a beating, and also down the drive and into the old barn area to help divert the water away from this building. The desires which were not accomplished was the one of replacing the roof over the rear deck of the house and the putting of a pad of some sort in front of this building. So all in all, a good year for this local church. The most important things are taken care of along with most of the desires. So to everyone, thank you for your dedication, your applications, your sacrifices, so that this local church was able to maintain our function for another year and maintaining the firm foundation to support it in the times to come. All right. Next is group old business. Is there any old business anyone would like to address? Good answer. All right, now we're going to move on to Bill's report on the church finances.
Okay, you have before you the financial report for the year of 2019, which was last year. Just going to go through page by page and just quickly go over anything that might be pertinent on the page. The first page, one is the fund balance and income and expense log. This is the log that I keep every month, and it increases from being empty until the end of the year where all the categories will be filled. This is what I use to keep track of where we're at any given time. And if you can look at the last column, the general fund income to expense differential, the last box on that is 107.19. That is our balance at the end of the year. So we were in the black at the end of the year. We're not in the hole. Okay. You go on to the next page, page two. These are the various funds that we use in the church to disperse funds. The general fund, petty cash fund, the pastor's discretionary use fund, living grace fund, and capital improvements fund. Generally speaking, if a donation is made to the church and it's not designated specifically for one of these funds, it automatically goes into the general fund. So that's why that is the area of most expenses. The other ones are pretty much self-explanatory, except maybe the pastor's discretionary use fund, which is, it's been there for a couple of years, but I'll explain it again. The pastor has designated part of his salary to be put into this fund as a set-aside area of his own personal use. It's not dispersed to him directly, so he doesn't incur a tax on it until the time that it's withdrawn. So it's just kind of like a fund so that he knows that he's got his taxes paid, pretty much, because that's what it usually covers. Living Grace Fund, if there's a need within the church that needs to be addressed, helping somebody out that's in financial need, the church will assess if it's a legitimate need, which it usually is, and that's where disbursement will come out of. And Capital Improvement Fund is whoever wants to designate something on their giving to go into the Capital Improvement Fund, it'll go there. And then the items that are used to augment the church's function would be coming out of the Capital Improvement Fund. Okay, so that's just a breakdown of where the funds go. Okay, pages 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you've ever looked on the bulletin board, you've seen all this before. This is a by-quarter breakdown, month-to-month, where the expenses have been dispersed and what the expenses were to incur that the expenses. Like I say, all these have been published on the bulletin board for your monthly use, so you can see what's going on. But I include them in the financial report annually so that they're in a concise one-page or one-document accounting. And page 7. This is one area that is of concern to almost everyone in the church, and that's the status of our commercial loan for the property, that we are maintaining payments on it. And you can see that our current payment per month is $1,082.60. Okay, if you notice, the principal balance as of March 2nd was $70,034.42. That's what we still owe on the property and the buildings here. The last time we negotiated a loan, it was in 2016. And it was for 10 years. So in 2026, this property will be paid off. So that's another reason to maintain your giving. So the current loan is at 5.2%. And like I say, it will be, it's calculated out to be completed in 2026. Okay, the last page of the report is the 2 months of this year, which I just threw in as an addendum so that everything that you have in this report is current up to today, or this week anyway. So these are the two financial reports that are currently on the bulletin board now. If you want to look at them in a larger print, they're out there. But and that's pretty much the gist of it. We're operating in the black. We have no outstanding debts that we haven't covered. And as far as we're doing financially, we're doing well. So, any questions? Okay, that's it. Turn it back over to God. Thank you, Bill. All right, next we're going to move on to new business. As we enter this part of this meeting, we look forward into the future, both near and far. Goals to be acted upon now and continually throughout the year, and maybe even farther. The applications inside the goals must keep on, even if Ken may decide to take a vacation in the future. Spring cleanup and grass mowing will be happening in the near future. Already bushes and some trees are budding, flowers breaking the surface, and some even budding. Daylight growing stronger, darkness lessening. All these things and more in nature and God's creation pointing to new life, more beauty, and wondrous things. Yet in the cosmos, just the opposite. In Ecclesiastes 3:12. I know there is nothing better for man than to rejoice and to do good in one's lifetime. Yet again, just the opposite in some of the cosmos. Thank God that we can take hold of what He has provided for us so that we can rejoice and do good according to His word in our lifetime. All the provisions He has provided through this little church, away from any big city in a snow belt in northeast Ohio. And as I stated before, we keep on trucking through the angelic conflict. Again, all that He has provided for us so that we may learn and apply the truth in our lives and also to be on guard. Psalm 39:1. I will guard my ways and also I will guard my mouth. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And Paul to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:20. Guard what has been entrusted to you. To guard with our defensive armor on and the sword at the ready. On the alert, holding our ground, for this is not a time to grow weary. As we see in the angelic conflict
heating up in so many ways. So the things we must do individually, but also doing things corporately as a local church. Please bear with me in a rough analogy. As individuals, we are awash in the stormy waters of the angelic conflict, but God has provided a lifeboat to survive those stormy waters. Then we must get in and do what is necessary to get to a safe harbor. Some may paddle, others to keep an eye on the harbor, our direction, our goal. Others to navigate, say, around rocks or sandbars, and others to steer. But we are in the lifeboat all together. To reach the safe harbor, the goal. That's why this local church has certain goals and some desires that even they might help in getting to that safe harbor. Our goals as a local church remain the same this year as they have for so many years. So please bear with me as I repeat them again for the record. First and most importantly is the dissemination and teaching of the truth of God's Word. The second is their goal to do our utmost to keep Ken on full support. He helps us spiritually. We can help him physically. Next is to pay all the bills the church is responsible for, like the mortgage, property taxes, utilities, and so on. Another is having all the materials ready for the teaching of the children in their prep school classes. And lastly is the maintaining of the church property in a decent and orderly manner. As far as desires are concerned, we have those that remain from last year. The one of replacing the roof over the rear deck of the house, and the other one was putting a pad in front of this building. And as a reminder to everyone, to keep the paving, the driveway, and a parking area in our prayers. And we added the roof over the house this year, as it is probably at least 20 years old, although it is doing okay at this time. So to keep this in our prayers also. All right, next is group new business. Is there any new business anyone would like to address? All right, next we're going to move on to the deacon vote. This year's deacon vote by the congregation will be for the reaffirmation of Bill Shazer and Henry Tuttle. The vote will be done by a secret ballot by members only. A majority vote is required for the reaffirmation of deacons. Thank you. Congratulations, Bill and Henry. Smile, Henry. All right, thank you all for your faith and confidence again in Bill and in Henry. All right, now we're going to close this meeting. The board would like again to thank everyone for your attendance and your participation in this year's business meeting. May we have a motion to close? Second, anyone? This meeting is now adjourned, and we'll have Henry close with a word of prayer.